Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rick Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards the mound. Whitehill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchter covering, for the out. Heilman moves to third. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuchter. Rigney moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home. Myatt drops the ball. Rigney scores. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Les Burke pinch runs for Frank O'Rourke. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burke moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-0 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Burke now playing second base. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball four. Rigney moves to third. Whitehill moves to second. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Whitehill scores. Blue moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Fuchter moves to third. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fuchter scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speaker bunts for a single. Jameson moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Jameson scores. Spurgeon moves to third. Speaker moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into right field. Heilman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heilman. Spurgeon scores. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. Myatt moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Ken Holloway now pitching. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Riggs Stevenson. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to home to get Sewell. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 2 in the game. Bassler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cole. Rigney throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Fuchter moves to third. Uhel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuchter tags and scores. Uhel tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-4, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Uhel tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Cole covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heilman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Cobb moves to third. Alwingo pinch hits for Bob Fothergill. Alwingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and scores. Heilman tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Bob Jones. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Heilman scores. Rigney moves to second. It's Tigers, 6, Indians, 6. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Alwingo now playing left field. Fred Haney now playing third base. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.